Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Over to me.
What's poppin'?
Hey, hey.
We are back here in the building.
Back in the building once again. This is Shift Real Talk, and we are back in the building. Guys, listen, our desire as always is to help you with your marriages, your relationships, love, life, and all of the above. So what we need for you to do is make sure that you subscribe, okay? Make sure you subscribe, share the wealth, pass it on, right? And make sure you get in those comments in real talk, because we desire to talk back with you. We're going to read some comments off. We're going to have conversation with you live, all right? And as always, we are on every podcast platform. You can ride with us to work in the morning. You can go to bed at night and listen to us in your ear. So we are Shift Real Talk. I'm your girl, Lady Free.
I'm your boy, Pastor J.
And
I'm Zadie. Yeah.
With the high note, and we have some special guests. I'm going to let you do this, Pastor J.
You're going to let me? Whoa, I get the honors? Today I get the honors.
You do.
Listen, y'all, we got some reinforcements tonight, y'all.
Yes, yes, yes.
I met this brother, I believe it was last year. And when I met him, his ministry was so awesome. Mm-hmm. I did get a card from him that night, but I lost the card and I lost contact with him. And I found him at an event that we was at the same time. And I said, there you go. The Lord, Lord, I prayed for this moment. But I ain't going to delay the time, because him and his wife is here. This is my boy, Favor. We call him Favor, and his wife.
Yes. Mrs. Favor.
Mrs. Favor. Yes. Yo, let's give him some love. When I tell y'all, y'all listen. When I tell y'all, this boy is a, not a boy, excuse me, this young man, this fireball for Christ has a ministry of music that is literally out of this world. Like, he's a gospel rap artist. And trust me, I'm from New York, so I've heard some dope rap artists, but when I tell you this brother here, when I say I love this music, I really I want to. I'm gonna throw a little pitch. I want to get him on one of my songs I'm working on. So, but we'll talk about that. But listen, man. I just want to ask y'all a question. Like, how long? First of all, how long you guys been married?
We have been married 14 years.
14 years.
Wow. 14 years.
How did y'all meet?
She ran in my DM.
Wait a minute. That's normally how it go. That's normally how it go.
Before you go any further, we did not tell our audience what the topic is for today.
Yeah, because we didn't tell them, but they don't really care about because they love our talk. So I forgot. So what's the topic of it?
Y'all, listen. We talk about healing old wounds. Y'all, you getting the exclusive right now. So you might want to tune in. Tell your friends, tune in. All right.
Come on, right here.
Here we go.
So yeah, so I'm back, you know, before station identification here. Yeah. I'm just trying to make them feel comfortable, y'all. You know what I mean? Let them know this is what we do. Yeah. So how did y'all meet? I'm just...
Okay, you want to talk about...
She want to act quiet right here, but we're going to pull that quietness out.
He was my best friend's brother.
Ah. Oh. So you did hit him in a DM. Yeah. You did go in the DM.
Okay, yep, best friend, brother.
So I have a question, because this is kind of gearing toward into the conversation. Like, when y'all got together, did y'all get together coming from relationships, or did y'all spend time kind of like healed, you know, and then got together? Like how did that transact?
A mix of both.
A mix of both.
A mix of both.
So this topic is like, it's really, it kind of hits
home. Wait. Yeah. You can't just say a mix of both. You got to elaborate, girl. This is real talk. You got to let us give, clock the tea. Let's go.
A mix of both. So it was like separated from a relationship, but not therapeutic healing. So it was like self-healing. God wasn't even involved in the process at that time for me. I think he was.
I was just getting on my journey.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
And that's when I learned that God will strip everything from you before he give everything to you.
Oh.
And man, I didn't understand. I'm telling you, he took my house away, took my car away. He said, man, go live in the garage by your mama while I deal with you.
Wow.
And in that moment, I'm trying to figure out. And then I meet this beautiful woman, and I'm like, I don't want to mess this woman up because I ain't there yet.
Yeah.
And the whole time, God was like, I know you're not there because it's not good for man to be alone.
Yeah.
Let me help you.
Let me help you in this healing process, because both of y'all have to heal. And sometimes you can bring two broken people together to heal. Sometimes it'd be hard to see broke, I'm broke. How are we going to heal each other?
That's right.
Let's say basically like, let's put it in the potter's hand.
You know.
I have a question on that one.
Yeah, come on,
Emily. Because you said, here's where I was. I'm living in my mama's garage, and I don't really have nothing to really like support this woman with because I barely support myself. So, Emily, for you as a woman, what made you say, I'm going to take a chance? Because, you know, women these days be like, you ain't got nothing. I don't need to be with you.
Right.
So, what made you say, I'm going to give him a chance?
I think it had to be God, because I wasn't really looking for anything. Mm-hmm. I wasn't looking for anything. And I mean, he was everything. He was everything.
Come on now.
Wow.
So
I wasn't really, I think I was just in a place of I didn't know. So, you know, when he comes along and he's everything, then it's like, okay, now I know.
Wow. Oh, nice.
Now I know.
Wow. That's deep. Yeah.
I definitely.
I'm going to tell you why that's
deep. I know, right? You might have to use your shirt. You might have to use your shirt.
A little dust got in my eye.
Yeah, that was just, I wasn't talking. It was just a little.
So you know what?
I'm gonna let you go, Pastor Jay. Hold on, Pastor Jay. Let me see.
No, go ahead.
Deep. I'm gonna tell you why. Because what I heard was, in his state of nothingness, he still was everything.
Chick, you and took I it out my mouth.
Yeah. That's crucial.
I think in a relationship we miss that. It's not about what you got financially, what you got physically, but what can you provide me emotionally?
My goodness,
That's everything right there.
Yeah. Wow.
Because the thing. And here's the thing, I'm going to go even a little deep, because I want to kind of deal with the wound. A lot of times our wounds come from family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It comes from family. And this has been an issue of mine for the last couple of weeks, because I see how we develop relationships with people that are not our family.
Yeah.
And it's like, because we growed up with issues. Even with our own siblings, like we argue, you know, it just, you know how we argue with babies, but we carry that later on in life, and we still not conflict, or we're still not like in that comfort zone, or I would say where we're able to get along as family. So what happens is, because we have that issue with family, that triggers the relationship that we have with everybody else. Because what we see is, if there's a disagreement, then what we look at is this issue that we have with our family.
Right.
So now we're bringing that into a relationship. Mm-hmm. We're bringing that, wait a minute, my brother acted like, you know, when he used to tell on me a lot, or, you know, we couldn't get along, and here you are going back and forth with me, and then you reminded me of my sister who I can't stand. And it's like,
crucial.
Why?
That's
as a family, why cannot get along as family? Why is that an issue?
Man, you went like, on a whole nother street.
Yeah, because
we
I want to deal.
We was all digging into their life.
Yeah, because no, we gonna dig. We gonna dig now. We gonna dig. That's where, and I'm noticing this is where a lot of pain comes from. Mm-hmm. It comes from how we grew up.
Yeah,
it comes from how we interacted with not just our what we seen with our parents, but how we acted or reacted with our siblings. And trust me, a lot of us come from broken homes.
Oh yeah,
so we come in a family that was already a family. Yeah. So we the step kid, or we the you know what I'm saying, we the outcast kid. So we got treated different from our father, who probably was with. Not who wasn't with our mother, so you know those blended families dynamics is prevalent in our culture.
Yeah. Do y'all think that had anything to do with your relationship, like in the bringing y'all together, in the when y'all got together, how y'all walked when y'all first met? Well, not met because you already knew him. You probably was like, girl, tell your brother, say hey. Anyway, so like, how much do you think that played a role? Like the family dynamics that y'all came from, how did that play a role in y'all relationship?
Go ahead, babe.
Well, you answer first.
You trying to pull it out of her? She gonna pull it out of her?
It played a major role at one point, because you know it was. We met through family.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So we was grateful, even though sometimes, you know, we can look back on certain things and be like, oh, this was a great time. You look at pictures, oh, this is a great time. Okay, we might not be like this now, but it's all about making sure we can try to get that bond back, even if we're just being cordial with it, you know. And looking back 15 years, you know, family was different.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Folks grow. Sometimes you outgrow family at times, you know, because sometimes you God is just trying to elevate you, and it doesn't mean that they're not trying to grow. It just may be different steps that they're taking.
Mm-hmm.
So I think by having that structure with family and coming to the point to where we were both finding God at the same time, it was showing family that marriage is more than just a man and a woman having kids and this and that.
Yeah, absolutely.
If God is not the foundation, then it's going to fall.
Absolutely.
So we were breaking those curses without even knowing. And then it got to the point to where God started taking the veil from over our eyes and showing us, okay, this is what I want to use y'all to show people. And then it was like
that.
Walking in ministry. I was a deacon. She was on a board. She was doing camera. And folks would see and be, that's our favorite couple. And we was like, what do they see? You know?
Oh, yeah.
And it was just about how God was doing, because we had the family. And we, you know, I came in, I had a daughter. She had a daughter and a son. You know, I never called them step, because I just felt like, you know, I'm just a man that stepped up. You know, so it's like
that's right. Glory.
Bringing it together.
That's right.
I think that family part and that structure was so important, because it helped keep us together, because everybody would look to come to our house for the parties, and they come, where Uncle Darren ain't see Emily yet. And they sometimes people look for that example.
Yeah.
Even as married couples.
Yeah.
You know, because folks is just like, oh, we've been doing the same thing for 20 years, and I guess that's what's keeping us together. But it's like, no,
absolutely.
Not really.
Yeah.
You can go higher in this thing. And sometimes it doesn't matter about the age, because folks will be like, hey, I know y'all younger than us, but we admire what we see in y'all. You know,
absolutely.
So I think that was important. What you think, Rip?
I think you're right.
But what I want to do real quick before you say, I just want to give a couple of shout outs. Patricia, what's up, girl? We love you.
Hey, Patricia.
Centrell Johnson, thank you. Darren Phillips, what's up, my guy? Danielle Manning,
hey,
thank you for tuning
in. That's
my
sister right there.
Danielle?
Yeah.
Okay, look
hey,
at that,
Danielle.
We're talking about you, Danielle. Yeah. It's good stuff, though. My boy Al West, Al Super Duper, producer West. Yeah, so I just wanted to give a couple of shout outs. But listen, that is so key, man. That is so. And I see it happen all the time. You know, the family dynamic is what shapes the relationship. And and a lot of times, you're right, if we don't truly understand our purpose in God, especially as men.
Yeah.
And that's where I believe a lot of us go wrong at, because we try to do it our way.
Mm-hmm.
We, you know, I went through this and I'm going to protect myself.
Yeah.
I'm not going to allow this to happen to me. And a lot of times what happens is, because we went through that, we even go through that protection with our kids.
Oh, yeah.
Because we don't want them to experience the hurt that we gone through, so we protect them from things that they need to learn.
Yep. Right.
So we hinder a lot of the growth, which could have happened with us.
That's crucial.
We, you know, so it's a whole, I wouldn't say a generational curse, because we're not cursed, we're
patterns.
Blessed.
Yeah.
But it's, these are generational patterns and behavior that we push down on from generation to generation, and then the information that's not given during the pass down is what allows them to not have the information that they need to exceed in a relationship.
Wow.
So this is what's missing from a lot of these relationships. Information.
That's it. She always say that. She's most folks, they take that wisdom to the grave.
And they don't leave
it with the younger generation. For us, you know, we just got to look back and try to pinch through what Big Mama did and what and all you hear stories.
Gotcha.
Nobody keep it real.
Yeah.
And then this, everything is under the rug, and all it goes back to the what happens in his house stays in his house. Well, what really happened in the house?
Exactly.
You know? And it's like, okay, well, we're not gonna have that in this house. We're gonna talk about it. We're gonna bring it to the table. We're gonna be honest about it.
Absolutely.
We're gonna open up and ask the kids, how do you feel?
Absolutely.
You know, so for us to be able to do that, that was
a Zane. I hear you. Come on.
Yeah, no, you're fine. I wanted to backtrack a little bit because I think Pastor Jay brought up a good point about how some of our childhood traumas, situations kind of structured how we entered into relationships. And being that you guys admitted that when you first started the relationship that God wasn't in it, those triggers for you guys, do you find that that was a friend? Did it help you grow in your relationship, or do you find it was the enemy to your relationship?
Ooh. You come with these deep questions in this.
I know, right?
Sister Favor ain't ready for that.
She ready. I know she ready. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't ready. I had to sit back and let her.
I think some of the triggers weren't known. The triggers started to develop over time.
Wow.
And like with situations. So, you know, like, sometimes you go through something, but you don't really realize or remember about it until you go through it again, or until something clicks in your memory, or, you know, you have a situation and it pushes that button that brings it back to your remembrance or something, you know. And sometimes, you know, you just operating in perfect dysfunction. So you just constantly dysfunctional because that's just what you used to seeing. So you feel like if you operating and you know, you making your day go by good, you helping everybody else out, you feel like you're doing the right thing. But not knowing until you see different that what you're doing is wrong.
Right.
So you feel like you're doing right the whole time. And most of what I know, I taught myself because unlike him, I was the only child. So my mama was always working. I was the only child, so I was home by myself, and then I ended up getting pregnant at 15, and she put me out.
Wow.
So I was back and forth trying to find my way, trying to learn this and learn that because she didn't teach it to me.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, me and my daughter grew up together. So having her at 16, my mama wasn't even there when I had my daughter. I had an older sister from my daddy, and like she wasn't even there. So a lot of what I know is just what I know.
Wow.
I had to see. I learned from TV. I learned from coming and going. I learned from interactions with people. So, you know, I thought what I knew was right because it was working for me. So I was operating in perfect dysfunction.
So
I'm sorry, Dad. I'm gonna steal that from you. She said we are operating in perfect
dysfunction.
Don't that sound like the children of Israel?
Yeah.
In the book of Judges. I was just in the book of Judges. I was reading that, and it was so crazy because they didn't have a king. They didn't have they were doing what they thought was right. And they kept going through a sin cycle.
My God.
They kept going in this big circle of sin, repentance, turn, get it right, back to sin, because they were getting information that they thought was right. And God is sitting there like, hello. Hello, I'm here to give you the answer. I'm here to guide you. I'm here to give you what you need.
Yeah.
Right, but remember, it was a portion in there where he said that the children that came along after the older generation died off, they did not know him. Mm-hmm. Why? Mm-hmm. They parents knew.
To him.
They parent it wasn't introduced. Mm-hmm. That's that train up a child in the way they should go. Somebody dropped the ball in those generations of training up the child because how they didn't know him and all that they saw was like miracles, signs, wonders, and all of this stuff, but they didn't pass it down. So like that perfect disc girl. You gave
Those are bars, Al. Those are bars.
Perfectly dysfunctional. We're going to put your name in the bottom, okay? Perfect dysfunction.
I just had a whole vision.
Come on.
Right? As you were talking, Lady Free, I had a vision because you said the children, the parents had witnessed the miracles, you know, and all of that of God.
Right.
And then I had to think, well, where were the children? The children was in the midst of the miracles. Isn't it something? How, as the adults, if we don't respond properly to the miracles and signs and wonders, that our kids are ignorant to what they're in the midst of.
Oh, my goodness, girl. Wow. You better talk.
Oh, they didn't translate
they
it
They were
to
in
them.
The midst of God.
Wow.
Didn't even know.
Yeah. And just like Emily said, well, they didn't translate it to them. Because we have to remember, too, like you said, they didn't know because as kids, we see through the eyes of a child. Mm-hmm. We don't really understand the big picture or even the scope of what's happening. We doing like how you said, we teaching ourselves. Yeah. At that point, I love how you said what I knew was what I knew.
So could that be like, so check this out. Could that be like, you know, there's a song that's out that says, if loving you was wrong, I don't want to be right. But the thing is, we are loving you wrong because we're not loving you through the characteristics of God.
Yeah. Right.
It's loving you from where our pain is.
Right.
It's loving you because I need you to be there for me.
Yeah. Right.
That's not love.
Yeah, it's a certain spot that you want to just, I'm going to do my own thing.
Yeah.
I'm done with this. I'm done with church.
Yeah.
I'm done with all that stuff.
Yeah.
Right. That's okay. I have to know. So basically, with that being said, and how you went through just learning and growing on your own, how hard was it to let go of your perspective of things when you got in a relationship?
I'm still letting go of stuff.
Wow, that's real. That's real. That's real.
Because it's like, you know, once you teach and you learn stuff on your own, you have to unlearn it, relearn it, and then try to be open.
Yeah.
But usually we go with what works, and if it works, it works.
Right.
So you like, okay, I just want to be successful. I just want to make sure my kid's good. I just want to make sure that they live a better life than I did. So if you reach that point, you're just like, okay, I've been successful. But everybody view a success is different, and it's also evolving. So if you're not having your vision of success evolving with the times and evolving with your relationship, because you're not the same person that you were when you met.
That's right.
So that part we had to learn, and it's hard. Like, it really is hard for you to just say, okay, I'm just going to let everything go. But that come with trust too. But it also you come with healing. Because if you never had somebody to catch you when you fall, you just like, oh, I'm not going to go all the way to the edge, or I'm not going to jump. So, you know, so it's scary. It's scary. Still to this day, it's still scary. But, I mean, you just got to just slowly take those layers off and slowly let go.
Wow.
It is so funny because she came in here all quiet, all you had to see. And she she came in here all
she
timid.
She's teaching, isn't she?
Favor, she came in here just to.
He knew it.
You see that? What?
I was prepared to sit back.
That's what I'm like. We might as well let the women take over right now.
Wow.
She got bars.
No, that's something, though.
We got to put that in a song. Perfectly dysfunctional.
Right. So on your end, I know I'm asking all these questions because I'm nosy. Okay.
That's good.
So
that's
on your I mean, sometimes we just have to be honest about a thing. But like, okay, girl, I ain't trying to be nosy. But no, I'm nosy. Yeah. So on your end, she said it's scary. Mm-hmm. She said, you know, I'm still letting go. It's hard to let go. How did you like interpret that in the relationship? And how did you handle it?
Of course, I had to pray because I had to make sure I have to be mindful of where she came from,
yeah,
what she went through, and you have to be sensitive with it. You know, I always look at it as a vase, some gold, anything that's precious, you got to handle with care.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when God gave her to me, he said, you're going to be her hero. Handle her with care.
Wow.
And I didn't understand until she started releasing, you know. And it takes a minute for somebody to release everything that they've been through. You mm-hmm. know, you can push somebody away. You just meet somebody and then yeah. one, they tell you everything about their life. Yeah. Like, you know what? We're going to try this next time. You know right. what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's layers that came off slowly but surely.
Mm.
And like she said, until this day, she's still releasing stuff. And it's fine because it helps with me how I can address. Mm. It helps with the way that I can make sure I handle her with care, because women are fragile, you know. And you know, we tough guys. You know, we can handle anything and whatever. You know, but when it comes to our wives, we gotta handle that like babies. Mm. You know, that's why we call her our baby. You know, so you gotta handle that baby yeah. with care, man. So of course, prayer was so important. And being obedient and sensitive to God's voice when he tell you how to, you know, handle. Because there's certain things that we want to say that may come up that don't have to come out. You know, because yeah. if she's releasing some stuff, and that could be coming out in the middle of an argument. And it's like, you could say some wild stuff in the middle of an argument, and this person is just trying to be vulnerable and tell you how their heart feel. And you like, man, you coming with all that, listen. And it's like, yo, that was a moment right there for you to embrace, to shut this whole thing down, to pull it in, to say, you know what? This ain't even good right now for us.
Yeah.
Let me embrace what you're releasing right now. So.
And that's awesome.
Oh.
Nicole Reed said, hey, y'all.
Hey. Nicole Reed, yeah. That's our daughter.
Hey, Cole.
Hey, Cole. Cole.
Hey, Nicole.
So, what's up, Bree? You said something key, and that's important because this is how.
Oh, okay.
Healing. This is how you help with the healing.
Yeah.
Because if you wasn't healed, then you would not be able to even create that space for her.
Yeah.
So could you imagine how it is when two people are bleeding on each other?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you understand?
We did that for 10 years.
Yeah. Wow. Here's a minute. Without even knowing.
10, 11 years we did that.
Yeah. Wow.
And it's crazy y'all just said.
And how did that affect the relationship?
We split.
I'm sorry.
We split.
Y'all split.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yep.
Split. Wait, the relationship or the marriage?
We were married and we had split.
Oh. Wow.
We realized we were attacking each other instead of the enemy, instead of the situation.
Yes. Something.
And a lot of people, they have these arguments and they could be over the smallest thing.
Yeah.
You left the toilet seat down. And then it goes up.
Yeah.
And then we realizing, what are we attacking? Mm-hmm. Who's against us? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who's still kill and destroy?
Yeah.
You know? And it was like, yo, we not our enemy. We not each other's enemy.
That's right.
We got to know who's coming. Just snakes. We got to know he can send people. He can use all type of things to divide. Because he know when God is elevating, he's trying to split this thing up because he don't want to see it because he know what it's going to do when it come down to some shift real talk.
Right, you know right. Come on, yeah. Yeah. Come on, him. Come on, him.
It gets to that point to where you got to sit back and say, okay, let's attack the issue and not the person.
Wow.
Yep. Hey, I remember when Pastor Jay taught me that. He said, "Bae, it's just an issue.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to let this issue run our whole marriage. Like right now, it's just an issue. Let's take this issue, put it to the side, and then come back to the issue.
Yeah.
But don't let the issue run our marriage."
Yeah. Because you sitting there mad for the issue. Like, hold on, leave the issue. We still going to be married.
Right.
Let's be married. Sense. Come back to the issue. But because at the end of the day, when you come back to the issue, you're going to be like, dang, this is what we was arguing
on. Right.
But
like,
you're just in another headspace.
You might forget.
Yeah.
That would be 2-3 days. Who we was arguing
about? But understand, though, that's what most arguments are. Is I just want you to hear me.
Yeah.
That's it. Being misunderstood.
It's being misunderstood.
And we learning. Every day we learning each other. You're going to continue to learn your spouse. And this for somebody that's on there, we want to encourage you, don't walk around mad for days.
Come on.
Because we did that. And all that does is let the enemy keep playing mind games.
Yeah.
That's, you know, when it's separation, that's him right there. He's in the middle. If you over here, I'm over here, that's him in the middle.
Yeah.
Let me play mind games while you at work. Let me play mind games while you doing this. That's so right. Whoever's listening on today, you may be arguing with your spouse. Don't let the enemy put y'all in this quiet place to where y'all can be in the same house and not speaking to each other.
Yeah.
Y'all in the, she in the kitchen, I'm in the back, and we texting each other, you want something to eat? I don't know, I'm good. And don't let him do that.
Yeah.
Take this thing to Christ and let's address this thing. Let's pray about this thing and let's move on, because life is too short.
That's
and
right.
God forbid something happened to that person in this moment where y'all ain't speaking.
Yeah.
And then you don't even know the last thing you told your
that's
spouse.
Right. That's
you
right.
know, so.
I was going to see, because some Fee Thomas, she put on, I don't know. I'm sorry, Fee, don't
hey,
please.
Phoebe.
Oh, that's Phoebe. Okay, because she said a break is needed sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it is meant to be, it will reunite. What do y'all think about
okay,
that?
Okay, y'all say, true. Yeah, I want to understand this.
Whew. That's true. In a break, I was able to be vulnerable. And
did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Actually, my daughter, who you said, she said, I found this therapist for you. So I went to therapy. I started therapy. And I started doing the work. But when you're doing the work and you have never done the work, it brings you through some ugly, dark places.
Yeah.
So the ugly, dark places that I had to go through, even, like, I was homeless for a while. As soon as he found out about it, he was like, you coming by me. But I was homeless. So it was like sleeping in my car. That was the dark, ugly places that I needed to be in order to see, okay, God, I need you. Okay, God, show me. Show me this way. Show me that way. You do the reflection. You do the dirty work, because even though you going through therapy, you still have to relive those moments.
Yeah.
Those moments that broke you, those moments that hurt you, those moments that wounded you. In order for you to heal, you have to acknowledge it. So through all that time, you know, you put on a good face, you put on a smile, you go to work, you know, you're broken, but once it's just you know, in the darkness, and then that's when the enemy start playing with your mind too. And it was horrible. But knowing that I had God, and then, you know, just taking the tools that I was being given through therapy, I was able to use them, because that's a big thing that me and him always discuss. A lot of the times, people in marriages don't have the tools that they need.
Yeah.
They haven't been exposed to those tools. So you just using what you got. If you ain't never see a healthy marriage, or you see every time somebody fuss, you know, they break up. So that's all you know. You know, that's what you're going to grab. But if you being exposed to different things, different relationships, you know, different ways of dealing with stuff, then you can say, okay, well, we got different options. Let's grab this tool. Let's just try this out.
That's good.
And a lot of the times, we just do it our way.
Yeah.
Whatever works for us, because there's really no blueprint to a marriage. It's really, other than what God says, leaving him in it, it's no blueprint to a marriage.
Those two
marriages are the same. Mm-hmm.
And that's so interesting that you said it. That's how people leave and cleave. It's like, I'm not doing it like my mom them did it. I'm told and I'm instructed by God to leave those things that I hold on so tight to, that'll cause me to say, no, this is me. This is how I do it. This is how we do it. And then that's you. That's how y'all did. That's how your mama taught you. No, you said we do it how we do it, what works for us. And that's the beauty of the leave and a cleave.
And I think I wanted to address, if you ain't got nothing to say right now, let me say this real quick, Zane. I wanted to address the break. See, a lot of time, and this, she brought up the scripture. It says, and for this reason shall a man leave his mother and father and cleave to his wife.
Yeah.
And the two shall become one flesh.
Yeah.
You can't break from when you connected. First of all, when you marry, you marry spiritually. Mm-hmm. That is a spiritual entity.
Yeah.
And you're becoming one flesh.
Yeah.
So if you're becoming one, if you need a break, that means you're doing it your way.
Right.
That means you are trying, you done exhausted all information that you tried to seek when the information is right in front of you.
That's true.
Because the thing is, if we don't go to the one that we went to and said, I promise to do this.
Wow.
That's crucial.
We don't go to him. If you go to him, I promise you, you won't need a break.
That's a sermon.
Everybody not introduced to God that way, though.
But yeah, you're right about that.
Introduced to God like as this person who gonna chastise you.
Right. Got you.
So this person for you to be scared of, you know, like don't do this, don't do that, of all these rules.
Gotcha.
But people don't really introduce God to you as the comforter,
as the daddy,
as the director.
Gotcha. He my daddy, God. I'm laying on his chest. I'm sitting at his feet, listening to what he gotta say.
Patricia said, "I call a break. You gonna read it?" No, go ahead and read it.
No, you go. I wasn't going to read it. You go.
She said, I call a break. We go to different rooms until we cool down. It might be the next morning, but we have to talk about it. Nope. It can't even be the next morning. Because he said that this in the Bible. But I'm learning this. The book is in the Bible. Yeah. The roadmap is in the scripture. God gave us a blueprint.
Don't let the sun go down. While you heat it. Don't let the sun go down while you heat it. Right?
Yeah. I'm sorry, Zayna. Come on.
I have to agree with Emily because a lot of people don't know God in that way. Even though I get it, we're trying to lead them there. But a lot of people don't know God in that way.
Right.
So when you don't know that God in that way, I was listening to Emily talking about the tools. And Emily, I see images. So when you were talking about not having the proper tools, I saw this image of a lot of times we're trying to dig holes and bury something with a rake.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
All you're going to do is rake a little bit of dirt, bury it with that little topsoil. And by the time you get a hard rain,
come here.
Coming right back to life.
Yeah.
That's crucial.
So you're so right. If you don't have the right tools, which you find the tools in the Word of God, but a lot of people are rejecting it too, the Word of God. But that's your map, right? Because you have to listen for Him. Like you said, every relationship is different. Why? Because God is speaking to each of us individually how to move, how to speak, how to handle our spouse.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not listening, if you're rejecting the information that's coming your way, you're going to keep picking up the wrong tool. Because I'm trying to tell you the tool to use. But you keep wanting to use that tool, and you wonder why you keep getting the outcome you're getting.
Right.
That's crucial.
Come.
All this New Orleans in here, y'all. We got the New Orleans, baby.
I think there's something to that, because they ain't over here on fire.
You're right. You're right. But here's the thing. Now, you don't have to be this ultimate Christian when you're getting married, because what you're doing when you get married, who you're standing in front of, a priest or a preacher.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
So
that
when you tie a preacher in, you don't think he's just a man and with a collar, right?
Okay. Some people do.
Some people do.
Yeah. Some people think he's just a man with a collar.
Yeah.
He's holding the Bible.
Okay.
Yeah, like you say, it's tradition to them.
It's just a tradition.
Ooh.
And some people is
So you know what that's like? You know what that's like? That's like getting into a contract agreement and you don't read the fine print.
Yeah.
That's crucial.
Wow.
That's crucial.
Yeah.
And you don't read the fine print. So if some of us are in trouble right now and in debt right now because we didn't read the little stuff. We just went signing. Oh, I'm getting this loan. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah. And we signed it and didn't know that we were signing a 45% interest rate.
Right. Been there,
done that.
Yeah.
Right.
But that's why divorce rate is so high. Because it's all about the belief of what marriage is not there. It is not taught. The understanding of what you're actually, like you just said, what you're agreeing to.
Uh-huh.
It's not taught.
Right.
Because we think it's about, some people think it's just about having sex. Girl, I gotta get
better to marry than to burn, girl.
Okay, so you got to realize there's so many perspectives and mindsets right. about this thing called marriage and the traditions thereof.
Yeah.
And everybody so coming up with
don't understand what they're getting into.
And everybody yeah, coming up with their own stuff. And that's why I love this conversation, because this conversation gives us that thing to tell people, like how you gave a clarion call. Listen, we did it for you. Experience is the yeah. best teacher. I experienced it. We experienced it. So here we are teaching you. That doesn't mean go out there and fall on your own all the time. Sometimes it means those who have experienced it, listen to them as they tell you about it, so you won't go. Because look, you don't want, if we're telling you about it, you don't want to fall like that. It's too hard to get up from that kind of fall. You about to read
Fee? Yeah, Thomas? I wanted to read Fee because she came back with her.
Come
she
on, Fee, Fee.
Come on, Fee. We got you, Fee. We got you. I promise you. We got reinforcements in here.
That's
so,
my sister.
Oh, okay. So, all right, Fee. Okay. Okay, Fee. My bad. So she said, mine did not work out that way. My break was separation. We both had unresolved issues. Believed in God, but didn't know how to lean on him. Mm. But now we know, and it's better than ever now. Amen.
I just want to say, she said, amen. Now we know, which means somebody got back together.
They back at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, yeah. You know what?
Restoration.
Yeah, yeah.
Healing and yeah. restoration.
Yeah.
And again, that and I wow. and trust me, I understand. Like, that goes back to what I was saying earlier. A lot of times, because we've exhausted, you know, sometimes, and we become tired when we really don't know.
Yeah.
And that's a draining on us. It's yeah. like, and you're frustrated, and then you're frustrated with the one you're with.
Right.
So because if you have unresolved issues with inside of yourself, yeah. that's why I said those are those triggers.
That's it. That's
and if
it.
We don't deal with those triggers, and we think like how you said, we had to realize that we're not fighting each other.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We're fighting the one that's fighting us.
Yeah.
Right.
Cause that's what the whole point that, cause that's what the enemy want. He wants you to separate.
Yeah. Right.
He wants you to, cause if he can get you to separate, then guess what? Now mm-hmm. you're uncovered.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm.
You're uncovered. Yeah. So if you're uncovered, but see, thank God that, you know, you guys were able to at least seek God in that, in the way where, okay, this is not a situation or an environment that I can hear God.
I don't know, Pastor Jay. Uncovered? Nah. I don't. I want to disagree with that.
And that's fine, because I got a comeback for that.
Because I believe that God's so big of a blanket that no matter how far we are away from each other, he still covered us.
Yeah, he's still covered, but again,
the union not covered, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Through the whole point. Yeah. The union not covered, because a lot of stuff happened in that, the break.
That's
like,
right.
Like, you
yep.
know, you're like, oh, well, let's see.
Yeah, exactly.
You go on a date with this person.
We on the break.
You,
yeah, yeah, exactly.
And it's like, but she oh, said, no. Yeah. So that the union yeah. is left
the
uncovered.
Union is yeah. right. okay.
Yes.
But we
but I
are
agree
still
with you
covered.
Too. Yeah, we still covered, right. but the union not. So if you really don't come to the grips that, wait, we got in this together,
mm-hmm.
and God put us in this together. Either we gonna hold on or we gonna let go.
Right.
And in the break, it could actually cause more problems for you than you already had
mm-hmm.
if you don't proceed with caution.
With that mm-hmm. trust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you don't proceed with caution, it could cause a lot of problems for you, even if you do rekindle. But still with God, it's just a everyday choosing each other, yeah. Every day mm-hmm. let's fight for this, every day communicating, yeah. Every day saying I want you, and that's it.
Period.
Come on.
Period. Yeah. Okay.
She
so,
got bars tonight.
So listen,
Favor, you did warn us though.
Yeah. Listen. let me say something
he
real
taught
quick.
Me well.
Okay. let me
she's
say
she's covered.
Let me say something real quick about what Fee said too. She said we both had unresolved issues, believed in God, but listen to this. She said we didn't know how to lean on him.
Yes.
That is so important, because a lot of people do. We in the Bible Belt. Mm-hmm. A lot, everybody go to church in Houston. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We believe in God, but how do you lean on him? Like, and yeah. lean, I'm playing.
Oh,
so how do you
on.
Lean on God when yeah. you're going through? Tell me, give us like some experiences. Like, how did you lean on God when y'all was going through?
I mean, it was so many ways, because you're trying to operate without your soulmate.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to operate without your better half.
Yeah.
So now it's like, right, God, I can't do this by myself, which I already know. You sent me my help me. She's not here right now, so I need you to direct these steps. Because I know me, I know the flesh, and when they get together, that ain't nothing good. So I got to trust in the Lord.
Yeah.
With all my heart.
Come on here.
And not lean into my own understanding. You know what I'm saying? And we know how that can go. And that's for anybody. And that's why I love that scripture so much, because it's letting you know your understanding won't get you there. You need to get grounded in this word.
That's right.
Okay, you're not with her. Okay, now I need to holler at you. And we realized that God was getting us both together separately.
Refining.
Refining.
Yeah, we were going through the fire.
Yeah.
And then when we end up seeing each other, we like, you shining over there.
I've never seen
this version of you, you know? And it's like, that part was, it was so crucial, because he's sitting there the whole time. He's like, hey, I'm a gentleman. I'm not going to force myself in.
Right.
I'm going to let you do you until you're ready to come to me.
Yeah. Right.
And we both, everybody go to that breaking point to where they like, all right, God, that's a wrap. Do you, you
I
know?
Need you,
and if you don't lean on him, then you're going to lean on the enemy. And the enemy show waiting there like, yo, you don't got to holler at God. Come holler at me. I got some work for you.
That's
we can do whatever you want to do over here. This team is available. I got a jersey for you with your name on the back. You
right,
know what I'm saying?
Already.
And it's like, nah, I don't want to play for that team no more. You know? So
true,
it was basically like, even when you not right, you got to run to the left. You
that's
know,
right.
I ain't right, God, but I just want to stay right here until you get me right. That's you know?
So yeah, my brother's on. He said, my brother Tony. What's up, Bird?
Hey,
what's
Bird?
Up, my brother?
He said, but you still have to have that covering. You have to ask God to cover you.
Oh, yeah.
So like, I agree with what you said, because that's what I was coming back with. It's like, it's hard to walk around with one leg. It's hard.
Yeah.
You can do it.
Yeah.
But it's hard.
Yeah.
Because you got to take two steps.
Yeah.
Wait. How can you?
You can do it. You got to hop. You got to hop. Do you know how tired you're going to get hopping?
Right.
So that's what happens when you're coming together in union.
I see visions too.
You're coming together in union.
Let me tell you the vision I just saw.
Okay.
Sorry. Y'all know how my mind works. So all I saw was somebody hopping, hopping. Now think about this and put some revelation on it. If you hopping on one leg, can you imagine how this bun gonna get so muscular while this one don't?
How much more effort it take to be hopping
than
to be
okay.
walking?
Yeah, exactly.
You got all the muscle over here, and over here is nothing.
And then I just thought about it as if, okay, this is me, and this is her.
Yeah.
I'm the right leg, and she the left
leg.
You know?
Exactly.
And if we're not together, now I'm hopping.
Now you're hopping.
But together,
we walking together.
Come on.
Man, y'all
you can't even do it. You can't even do it unless we agree.
Oh,
he said, she the left leg, I'm the right leg. What if she say, I don't want to be the left leg?
Now
y'all fuss about
she can be the right leg. I mean, because you walking together.
And it is times you're going to have to, you know what?
Yeah.
That's why it's so important, when people say, I need to be 100. Everybody ain't going to be 100 every day.
Nah.
That's why we're going to complete each other in this thing. You know, I'm not going to need you just to complete me. We're going to complete each other. You might be 30 one day. Guess what? I got that 70.
Yeah.
You know, I wake up tomorrow, I got 60 on me.
Absolutely.
Don't trip, baby. I could be your father today.
You know?
But just imagine when we walking together and then we full and we both wake up and we like, how you feel? I'm 100.
That's right.
How you feel? I'm 100.
Hey, we got that 2 on them.
Yeah, guess what we're going to do? We're going to attack the enemy.
Come on,
together.
Because somebody out here is on 30.
Yeah.
So that's why we here today.
Yeah.
To give some of our 100 out.
That's the whole point. And that's the whole point. That is the whole point
y'all
of shift. Man, y'all listen, they
y'all
preaching. Zania, they preaching over here.
This how y'all roll in New Orleans.
This how we rolling in
this
time.
Is New Orleans.
Yay.
Oh, telling you.
Cause we had Josh on, boy. That was a fireball. He from New Orleans too. It seemed like when we get to New Orleans.
I don't know, man. Yeah. I don't know. They said
this how y'all do.
They said Mardi Gras turned y'all down, but it don't look like it looked like y'all conquered the Mardi Gras.
Yeah, he
y'all made it heaven Gras.
Yeah. That's why it was so important when she sent those topics, and I was like, sometimes you run from the stuff that you need to speak about.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I was like, here's the topics, baby. And we both looked at the same thing like, you know what we need to be talking about.
Okay. What was that?
That was the healing.
I'm saying, okay, so talk about the healing. Healing old wounds. Talk about that.
I'll let you go. Go ahead.
He like hearing you talk.
I do.
When you be talking, you know he be over there like, yeah, I'm almost like, yeah, that my baby.
Some stuff I be wanting to say when she said it better, I'm like, yeah, that's how y'all say that.
Yeah. No, she borrowing over here,
but she got a lot that it comes out slow.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. Or it won't come out until I know she's looking at until a certain time, huh?
I'm on a
you're not slow. It comes out slow.
You're driving. No. In other words, you got to warm up. So once you warm up, then it's
or it won't come out until something is talked about.
Yeah.
Then it's like, girl, I didn't know you had all that in you.
Oh yeah, it's in there.
Or somebody take her off, and then she go, and like, whoa. My wife just went out the door. That was gonna get back in it. He was like, I didn't know she had it in her. I forgot. It's been a minute. So, yeah. You can write that question back out. Yeah.
But yeah, healing old wounds. What does that look like? What does that look like for you?
I think it's like after you fall, then you already know the route. So once you fall, you could see your way back up, and then you also know how it is to be down.
Mm-hmm.
So for you to heal old wounds, you have to go through. And then once you fall, you know, like you fall to self, then you say, okay, nah, I don't want to go back down anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So you get in grips with yourself and you like, okay, are we about to go through this on this hamster wheel going back and forth all around, back and forth? Yeah, it was working then, but this is a new day and age. So is it going to work now? No. So what you going to do? You got to do something different. So you got to start going digging deep within yourself.
Yeah.
And then once you see, like, the stuff that you go through, so, like, I'm a manager at a pawn shop. So I see all kind of different people coming in every single day.
Mm-hmm.
People coming, you know, all walks of life. And by me going through, I'm able to help them through. Mm-hmm. So it also helped me heal, too, you know, because I can share with them where I was. Because I did fall.
Yeah. That's
but if crazy. I had never fell or we had never split, those women that's walking in there broke and crying because they trying to sell their wedding ring and they feel like their life is over, they wouldn't have nobody to help them.
Right.
Ministry. Wow.
So, you know, I wouldn't be able to relate to them or even encourage them to keep on going. Like, this where I am and you see me, you come in here and you see me smiling, but I wasn't always smiling.
Yeah.
I was where you was at. And then I had to come from around the counter and give them a hug.
Yeah.
Because I don't want you to feel like I'm talking at you. I want you to know that I'm here with you.
Yeah.
So when I tell them, I'm like, you don't even need to come back in here for a transaction. If you need another hug, come on.
Come on.
You want to say hello? Just come on.
Yeah. I know I pull
you
up.
You want to pray? Come on.
Yeah.
Like, I pray for my customers too.
Yeah.
So it's just like,
wow. That's...
I think you healing get you on a journey to helping other people heal.
Yeah.
I think too, let me interject real quick. I think too that you first, before you can heal from wounds, you have to really understand that there is a wound.
There is one.
Because some of us are not 100.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm from New York. My 100 is like, keep it real.
Yeah.
Keep it funky. Walk around like we ain't got no problems. Like, you know, we getting triggered and argued. That's just me.
That ain't just you.
You hurting. Yeah. And you don't want to be honest. So we must realize first that there is a wound.
Yeah.
Before we can even start a healing process.
That's true.
So it has to start from the acknowledgement.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
It has to start from that. Because once you accept the fact that you are a sinner, then you can be saved.
Then you can be saved. Come on. Because if you don't believe you drowning, trust. If you think you dogged paddling and all that water going over your head, you drowning, baby. You need to be saved. You got to acknowledge that you're going down.
That's true.
You got to acknowledge it.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
And before you know it, your lungs are full of water.
Crucial.
Yeah.
And as you say that, Pastor, made me think about how it's important to this is so important because it helps somebody to expose the wound.
Okay.
Because most of the time we have the wound, we try to medicate it, we try to put a Band-Aid on it, we try to keep it covered up, but it never fully heals until it's exposed.
That's right.
to the point to where you did all this and God is like, okay, now let me do it. Yeah. And he never comes through and just rip it off you. He takes it off slowly.
Yeah.
He takes it off slowly. And then after it's over, now you can look at it and say, okay. Okay, so now he's getting the air. Now he's breathing on it. Yeah, so now somebody can see it and say, oh, I see you. Yeah. It's healing.
It's healing.
But it also it makes you be mindful that I have to. It puts you to the point that sometimes you want to protect it more. It's like, okay, I don't want nobody to hit it. Or if this person caused it, I got to be mindful that they might
hit it again.
Yeah. But he's like, no, I don't want you. I don't want you to be fearful, because if I kept you around this person, or if this person feel like he hurt you, or I feel like I hurt them. No, it's not for you to be like, well, I got to watch it because you hurt me before. And God's like, no, I healed that wound.
That's right. Because
sometimes the people that hurt you can't heal you.
That's right. Yeah.
You know? But he can also use it.
If he did it before,
he'll do it again.
I already know what he can do.
Come on.
It's for somebody that'll take it.
You know what? I'm going to say this. Mm-hmm. Looking at you two, the presence of your marriage is evident that God gave y'all beauty for y'all ashes.
Come on.
Like, literally, you could feel the grace
of
y'all marriage just from y'all presence.
That's right.
From the time that y'all walked in the studio, and then when y'all opened your mouth, it solidified it.
Your
marriage, the presence of your marriage alone is ministry.
Absolutely.
I keep telling y'all story.
So listen,
keep telling the whole story, because people need that.
So with that being said, y'all, we got work to do.
Yeah.
We got work to do.
Well, yeah.
There's some marriages out here. We got work to do.
Yeah.
We got. Yeah. Let me read a couple of comments, y'all, and then we got it. Because, boy, dang, this
y'all
is good.
Y'all know how we're going already.
Patricia, she said. Yeah, Patricia said, experience is the best teacher, especially if you learn from it, you can help someone else. That's right. That's Ashley true. Barbie, what's up, sis?
Barbie.
She said, I love the fact that she said, I tell them who I was. A lot of times people tell you who they are now, and not the process, and that in ministry is healing. That's
and
right.
That's crucial.
Yes. That's
bars, actually. Ministry and healing.
And Fee, thank you for staying on with
us. We love you, girl. Already,
she said you have to face the past head on. We hide that ugly truth deep in our soul, like it never happened.
Wow,
that's right. And then she put, "But God,
come
but
on, God.
Yeah, straight up,
but
come
God.
On,
when you expose it and release." All you're doing is shaming the devil.
That's right.
Because he
That's
wants right. you to be quiet about those situations.
That's right.
I have a question before we end. Mm-hmm. We got 3 minutes. Is there anything that you can spit for us in 3 minutes?
Sure.
Go ahead.
So I don't want to use the whole 3 minutes.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Say
it again.
Let him use you.
Let him use me? Yeah. Okay. I'll think about... something that I did the other day, right? So there's this Andy Hamilton song. It's called "Giving You the Best of Me."
Uh-huh.
And one of the verses said, "Now as I sit back and think about my life, man, I just gotta thank Christ for my wife. You was there when I was broke, so we both gonna eat. So you could sit back, relax, and kick up your feet. I got it all mapped out. Like it's a trap house. We got favor, baby. Ain't no way that we gonna crap out. And I ain't talking about no casino, baby. Man, I love it when you tell me I'm your hero, baby. I know dealing with me is not easy, baby. But we about to get this money like Wheezy, baby. You can call me anytime that you need me, baby. I get full off of you, not come and feed me, baby. I know everybody's in your life for a season, baby. But I'll cry like a baby if you leave me, baby. See, the things I do for you is for no reason, baby. Don't know what love is, I'ma teach you, baby. Cause I'm giving you the best to me. Yeah.
Yo!
So right
yo! Give him thumbs up, y'all. Give him thumbs up. Give him bars for that, y'all. Yeah,
you can check that song out on SoundCloud, and she's on that song, actually.
Yes. Doing what?
She's spitting, too. She got a verse.
Stop
I think
playing
she,
with us,
let's see
Emily.
If she gonna do it. Let's see.
Emily,
come on,
go.
Come on. Let me hear your part right here.
Here we go. Here
come
we
on.
Go.
Come
go.
On. Come on. She here now.
Come on.
She here now.
All right.
She here now. She told me she was ready anytime.
Yeah, yeah. Come on. Come on. Come on here.
Go ahead.
It's on you, boo.
See, we'll get back to it.
Yeah, we'll get back to it. We put her on the spot. Listen, we got her to preach tonight.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the preacher is tired.
Yeah. She got it though. But yeah, you can check it out on SoundCloud. Yeah. Best of me, favor, yeah. First.
She ready. She ready. She ready. Yeah. Let's roll.
I'm here to give you my all plus a little bit more. You say God gave you a vision and a question. Let's go. You my king for life, and I'ma hold you down. Make sure that your crown never hits the ground, cause we're headed to the top. Ain't no slowing us down. They could try what they want, but ain't no keeping us down. See, God is our backbone that we always lean on. Tell them fairy tale females they could just dream on. Like,
huh? Yeah, you gotta check it out, man. You gotta check it out.
I wanna download that song right now.
I tell y'all was gonna get the exclusive. Come here. This is what marriage is all this about, is it. Y'all.
Amen. Have fun.
Amen. We got work to do.
Have fun.
We got work to do.
All things are possible.
Yes, man.
Y'all, listen. That's our time.
Man.
I know hate is a strong word, but I hate it. It went fast. That's what happened when good people get together and God bring people together for ministry's sake, y'all. We're trying to help marriages. We're trying to help people in relationships. If you date and get the data, don't be trying to possess me. But in the end, y'all, listen, this is Shift Real Talk.
And this is what happens when Shift meets favor.
I love that. So listen, and because we are the Moors, we got more favor and zany.
Come on. Great job, my sister.
Yeah.
But y'all, listen, we could go on and on and on. But until next week, y'all, do this for us. Do this for your friends, for your family. Share this content. As a matter of fact, we don't even have to tell you to share it because you're going to do it anyway because it was something good and you're going to want your people to know. So I'm your girl, Lady Free.
I'm your boy, Pastor Jay.
And I'm Zany, y'all.
And we got Mr. and Mrs. Favor. Until next week, y'all. We out.
Peace.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.